The Singing Stream by Don Nicholas. Once upon a time, in the quaint village of Greenshire, nestled in the heart of the British countryside, lived John and Laura, a hard-working couple who owned a modest farm. They were known for their hearty laughter and warm welcomes, but their field struggled to yield the bountiful harvest they longed for. One sunny morning, as John was mending a fence near the lively stream that meandered through their land, he heard an unusual sound. It was a gentle melody, as if the water was humming a tune. Intrigued, John called for Laura, and together they stood at the water's edge, listening to the melodious waters. "Did you teach the stream to sing, Laura?" John chuckled. Laura shook her head, her eyes wide with amazement. "No, but it seems the stream has a song of its own. Perhaps it's trying to tell us something." As days passed, the couple noticed a remarkable change on their farm. The crops near the singing stream grew faster and stronger than the rest. Puzzled yet delighted, John and Laura began to spend more time by the water, their hearts uplifted by the natural melody. One evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, John picked up a guitar he had tucked away in the corner of the barn. With Laura by his side, he started strumming along with the stream's song. To their astonishment, the water responded, harmonizing with their music. Word of the singing stream spread throughout Greenshire, drawing curious villagers to witness the enchanting spectacle. Farmers from neighboring towns traveled to John and Laura's farm, hoping to uncover the secret behind the symphony of growth. The couple, now accustomed to the rhythmic dance of nature, shared their newfound wisdom. They discovered that the key was not to force the land to yield, but to listen and harmonize with it. As they played music by the stream, their crops flourished and the once troubled fields became a vibrant symphony of growth. The singing stream became a cherished attraction, and the annual harvest festival transformed into a celebration of nature's harmony. People from far and wide gathered, bringing instruments of all kinds, creating a joyful cacophony that echoed through the valleys. And so, Greenshire became a beacon of balance and goodwill, where the land and its stewards danced in tune with the rhythm of the singing stream. John and Laura's farm became a living testament to the magic that happens when humans and nature join hands in a harmonious dance, creating a tale as charming and enduring as the melodies flowing from the singing stream.